531. PMA News at 6, Kona Māori. I'm Nema Ivudango. Daily COVID cases have topped 7,000 for the first time since July. There were just under 7,500 cases reported yesterday and about 6,007 today. But the number of cases may be on the tip of the iceberg. Wastewater testing suggests only about half of all cases are being reported. Families are being urged to stock up on antiviral medicines and COVID-19 red tests ahead of Christmas. Health expert Sir Colin Tuguitonga says COVID-19 is continuing to spread through communities despite high vaccination rates.
My friends who model these things say that the week of Christmas is likely the week where we'll see the most number of cases. People are confused to an extent because government has announced a Royal Commission of Inquiry, which suggests that perhaps the pandemic is over, but it is not. And people really need to take care of themselves.
A study has detailed the lack of Pasifika representation in governance roles. Its author, Judy Mataia, says diversity on governing boards needs to happen to ensure fair representation.
When you are inviting a Pasifika to start considering about the board, they start to think, what is it about me that they're interested in? Actually, it's because you don't look like them. It's because you don't sound like them. It's because you didn't come through the same sorts of societal groupings, and that should be celebrated.
The government has introduced legislation to make it easier for communities to oppose liquor companies setting up shop in their neighbourhood. The bill's designed to make alcohol licensing hearings less formal and adversarial. It'll also make it easier for individuals or organisations to object to a licence application. A former Pasifika cop's hitting back at New Zealand journalist Patrick Gower and his recent documentary around illicit and recreational drugs. Nick Tuitasi says Pasifika will be worse off with legislation of drugs and that only two small groups would benefit, the ones who want to get high and the ones who want to get rich. Tuitasi says when New Zealand gets rid of tobacco by 2025, the corporates will shift their attention to cannabis.
When they get told that we're the best places to put their drug shops, they're going to be the same as alcohol. In the Otaras and the Manettes and the South Aucklands and West Aucklands, where all our Pacifica people will be targeted for, they are the ones that will be buying.
The commander of Fijian military forces is insisting the armed forces will respect the outcome of the general election. Major General Choni Kaloniwai has reassured the public that they will stand by whatever the result will be. There have been fears that the election could spark a repeat of the military coups that have plagued Fiji for decades. Fiji Women's Crisis Centre Director Shamima Ali says Fijians are relieved to hear that.
For us, it was like a great relief. You know, he spoke like a true leader. And that's what we want the leaders to talk about, and particularly his role as the commander of the Fiji military forces, that he's urging all his people to vote with their conscience, but also he said that they will stand by and that the democratic process takes course. And that is very reassuring.
Samoans are being called on to conserve water as the country experiences a meteorological drought. The Meteorological Division reports there is also a medium chance of very dry conditions throughout the country over the next 3 months. The Samoa Water Scheme Association says the significant drop in accumulated rainfall has led to a reduction in groundwater recharge, surface water flow and water availability. A lava river continues to flow towards a major highway on Hawaii's Big Island. The hot magma's flowing from the Mauna Loa volcano, which began erupting on November the 28th. Authorities say the eruption's not a threat to nearby settlements, but have warned residents to be prepared. The lava river's moving between 18.8 and 27.4 metres per hour. Finally, to sport any netball, the Fiji Pearls have defeated Malaysia in the third round of this year's Nations Cup, winning 80 points to 50. Vice-captain Unai Siroluni says despite the win, there's still work to improve on.
Our game plan is just to focus on our defence, and for our centre pass, we just have to make it in to improve our scores. I think we just need to work on our centre pass. We've lacked off our short ones on our attacking area and especially on our shooting area.
That's PMA News at 6 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmanews.co.nz.